The Triple M Footy.
Listen to the fans.
Fan Podcast.
It's time for the Triple M Footy Fan Podcast. I'm your host, Rudy Edsel. I'm joined by Tommy Beers.
G'day, mate. Good to be back.
Lovely to see you. And, of course, George Porter. How are you?
Very good. Not a good week last week to do the opposite of every tip ever you've wanted to do.
Yeah, no. What did you end up with? One?
Two.
So Geelong and?
Isn't that only one worse than the week before when you were trying?
Yeah, just about. I'll have to look up who the other one was, actually. I can't remember now.
It's I thought.
Oh, maybe the Saints. St Kilda might have gone in.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. He took the Suns.
Yeah, that's right. The mantle of favourite does not wear well on Gold Coast, does it?
Mm.
All right, boys, let's kick off without Legends of the Week. Probably not going to be a surprise where mine comes from. Jeremy Cameron.
It's scary good.
Yes, this is the exact performance Geelong got him for.
Yeah.
It was the exact kind of game Geelong got him for, to be honest. I think they sort of figured he was someone that could unlock Richmond, and boy, did he unlock them on Friday night after halftime.
I think it helped that Grimes didn't play. However, he just got so far off the chain.
Yeah, he got so far off the chain, and it wasn't just Cameron as well. It was Hawkins was arguably all of the best big man of the night. And Gary Rowan also
Gary got
five.
The skis on.
I think,
on you, Gary.
I think, jokes aside, I think Gary Rowan is as suited to that third tall role as anyone because he's big, he's quick, he can mark overhead, but he can play small as well.
He's a hard matchup, isn't
he's
he?
He's a very hard matchup.
Very difficult to latch onto when he's up and going as well.
That's
like he was on Friday.
He's lightning quick as well. Yeah. Sometimes you watch him chase a guy down in the forward 50 and you go, whoa. That's scary.
Yeah.
The size of that bloke.
Can I go back a few weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a month or two. And my big call, we did a big call for some reason. I don't know what it was. Big call. And I said, this is when Jeremy Cameron was ruled out for a couple of weeks. I said, he'll still win the Coleman.
You're standing by that?
I reckon.
Doubling down.
I don't
How
know
many
what
goals I tell you what, if he wins the Coleman, it's...
So he's kicked...
I think he's kicked 12?
In 2 weeks. Has
in
he?
In 3 weeks. He's kicked
3 weeks.
Six against Richmond, four on his first game back against West Coast. I just can't remember exactly how many kicks.
Okay, so let's call it. He's kicked about 15 goals, you reckon?
Nah, less. It'd be 12 or 13.
He's kicked 13 goals.
Yeah.
13 goals. Okay, so he's halfway to.
Yeah.
He's
Harry McKay's
on
that. He's kicked. Sorry, no, I'm wrong. It's 3-3 and 6. So what's that? 12.
No, he's only kicked 12. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, watch his face.
18 behind.
That's not that much if
not
you know
really,
if you're getting good delivery like you did the other week.
Couple of real easy games.
Geelong's starting to play. Starting to play well. Yeah, I'm sticking with that for the time being.
Okay,
man.
I don't mind it. Yeah. We'll see how well it ages.
Indeed. Maybe as well as his tips.
I have been made to look like a fool on this podcast before.
Indeed. More than once.
Beersy, who's your legend of the week, mate, please?
I'm gonna take the easy one as well. Marcus Bontempelli, how well did he play on the weekend? It's like no one wanted to lay a glove on him at Carlton.
Marcus Koutafidis.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, literally, whenever they needed him, it was just he'd win the clearance or he'd take a mark forward. He'd lay a big tackle, and seemingly Carlton were just like they'd never played against him before. It's like, oh, who's this guy dominating? It's like, seriously, anyone want to get within 5 meters of him at any point?
When he took the contested mark, I think to go
and
10
no
points ahead, and Carlton just refused to man the mark for some reason.
I mean, it wouldn't have changed. He would have kicked the goal regardless, but that just shows where Carlton
you've
got
to
a bit,
add
I think.
The extra 1% of doubt.
Yeah, for sure. So, I'm on the bond.
Carlton just don't know how to win. It's weird that they just clock off for that.
100%.
Little,
but when the
1%ers, those little things.
When the bond's up and going, there's no one better to watch, I don't reckon. He's just so silky and just changes games. He's,
and large.
Yeah. Big unit.
He's seriously good. Yes. I'm a massive
He'd be the Brown. He's on for the Brownlow at this point.
He'd have to be in the mix for sure.
Yeah, he'd have to be in the mix. It's a big wide open season for the Brownlow.
Yeah, it
isn't
is, isn't it?
Feels like that.
No one's tore away from the group yet.
Yeah,
it's just feels, a very...
even by this stage last year, you could tell Lockie Neal was going to win it.
Yeah.
By this point, not anyone's really streaked away, left the peloton behind.
Oh, maybe has Petrarca done enough and Melbourne are winning 8 in a row?
I feel like Clayton Oliver will nick
Yeah,
I
reckon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
We'll leave that to the serious podcast, shall
that's
we,
for
boys?
Another day. Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Big Georgie boy, give us your legend of the week, please.
I don't want to make this Collingwood-centric. Because
but you will.
I will, but I will anyway. And I don't mind that Bucks gave it a go and threw the magnets around and threw Darcy Moore forward to see if it worked. And obviously didn't, so we'll send him back. And then he just goes out and absolutely tears it up, albeit against North Melbourne, but that is his natural spot. I think he even said after the game he prefers it down back. He can read the play. He's got a good kick to distribute out.
Yeah.
Especially that's just as important now with Jeremy Howe out.
Yeah, for sure.
Even longer. So I don't mind that we tried it. He obviously looked a little bit lost. There wasn't a great deal of delivery coming in to the forward line while he was playing in the forward line. But keep him back, and then he can just go get his All-Australian again.
Who would have thought an All-Australian centre half back would dominate footy games at centre half?
Did you take 19 marks?
19 marks, 29 touches, I think.
Yeah. 29, was it? Yeah. Sorry, I thought I said 25. But Collingwood are going to have to find someone else to play forward. Yeah. And
It won't be this year. It'll be after the draft mid-season? Or the trade.
Yeah, but you're not going to get anyone. Yeah.
I might have to bring Mason Cox back, fella. Now, George, you said you didn't want to make this Collingwood-centric. I will, though. I just want to know, you boys are both Pies fans. We saw the scenes Saturday night in the rooms at Adelaide Oval after Port got up. Big 49-point win in the showdown. They've all jumped into their pristine prison bars Guernseys to sing the song.
Looked like they didn't put their head over the ball all night when they were singing the song. Just no mud stains or grass stains.
Very white on that. Busy, I'll start with you. What did you make of it? As a Collingwood fan, does it really sort of move the needle?
Doesn't stir me up that much. It's just they're getting a bit big for their boots though, Port Adelaide. Like they're just making it the Port Adelaide versus the world show over there, seemingly, and they're doing it just to grab headlines and try and stir the pot a little bit because they're getting newspaper coverage and TV coverage. So why wouldn't
you? I think Koshy's appealing to his audience here.
So it doesn't really stir me up, but it's a bit of carry on.
Yeah, I don't mind. I thought it was funny.
Yeah,
and a bit of fun. And something to talk about. Yeah, what about you, Ports?
I did see a funny tweet the other week, last week actually. I think it was. Just Port taking the black and white from Collingwood. So I just thought maybe what's something that we could take from them. That they, normally do.
They got their IP on something.
Well, maybe I'm not sure. Collingwood play Port in a couple of weeks as well.
Imagine Pies rolled this out before the game.
Get the scarf out.
Oh, that'd be so good.
Just before our game, I remember.
This is getting too Collingwood. This is getting too Collingwood centric.
You're on notice, Port Adelaide. All right. You just need to pull your heads in.
That would be piss funny if Collingwood did that.
Let's move on to the crux of the podcast, please. Now, George came to us again today, and there's no sirens involved this time.
No sirens? Before we do, I did miss out on one good siren last week. I did tell you earlier. It would have been so funny to play if you guys could have guessed.
Siren chat.
If you could have guessed Xinguang Stadium in China, that would have been one of the all-time best.
I couldn't guess the MCG, so I'm probably going to struggle with Xinguang, mate. Yeah. But George said he wanted us to bring some players who really encapsulate the vibe of their clubs. Yeah. Blokes that really look like, you look at them and you go, that is a Port Adelaide player.
Okay.
Or that is a Gold Coast player. Or that is a Geelong player.
We're really spinning the magnets here on this podcast.
Well, this is can you tell the guy in content as opposed to the guys in digital?
I
brought
this.
Siren chat. I'm bringing apparel chat. I'm bringing who do you look like from your club chat.
We're on our last legs here.
But you came up because you'd seen Scott Lysette's obviously been to the tribunal.
Yep.
Got his 4 weeks.
Big
week for Scott. Watched this and gone, that bloke looks so Port Adelaide.
Well, it's funny because he's done a bit of a heel turn. Because if you go back a few years in his West Coast years, he's quite clean cut, nice haircut, regular looking ruckman, nice guy, whatever. Goes across to Port Adelaide.
Goes full
suddenly
Port Adelaide.
He's going full Wharfie.
Yeah.
Mullet, moustache.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bit of stubble.
Yeah.
And I was like, he looks full Port Adelaide. Charlie Dixon has also gone for the same
brand.
He left the Gold Coast and he had a bit of a beard and a bit longer hair. Goes to Port Adelaide. Now he's looking half bikey.
Yeah.
With those DIY do-it-yourself home job tattoos.
It was Lockie Jones for me that really is. Yeah. That's the Port Adelaide.
Well, they drafted one. Summed up. Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah. He didn't rebrand. That's just his brand.
So the idea was, who is at a club who looks like they play or belong at that club?
Yeah. For me, the one that immediately sprung to mind was that Jack Watts looked like the most Melbourne player ever, like MCC private schoolboy type operator in the history of the world. And he's number one draft pick, everything to him. He just captured Melbourne
and he had that sort of silky smooth look that meant he very, very,
very polished.
Well, I brought to the table Brian Myers, Geelong.
Yeah.
I don't reckon a bloke has ever looked more Geelong.
More Geelong. That's very good.
He looked like he's walked straight out of Janjuk Surf.
I think dreadlocks are only in Geelong now, aren't they?
They just made it there.
Yeah. Everyone in metropolitan Melbourne and, surrounds have probably done away with the dreadies.
I didn't mind your nomination for Brisbane.
Yeah, Travis Johnson turned into the, he turned into the mascot. So he looked like a
rebranded as the Paddle Pop line. with the locks and the beard.
I also brought up Jack Gunston, who looks like their supporters, the ones that wear the shirt, like the
when the three-peat was on, those type of operators in the stands. Yeah, the collared shirt, the jumper over the top. He'd
rock that look. He'd make it look pretty good.
He wouldn't look out of place. I was quite happy with my GWS findings.
Yeah.
They literally drafted Shane Mumford and Braden Pruce, who are literal giants. They are just the biggest units in the league.
See, for me, in that part of the world, Isaac Heaney is a real Sydney.
Yeah, very Sydney. Luke Parker, the same.
Yeah. Yeah. Very much so. Let us know if you have a nomination we've missed out on, because we'd be real keen to know.
Who looks like the club they play for?
Yeah. Yep.
Trey Rusker, Bray McCurry.
Yes. They're the new Didac and Swan.
All right, boys, let's move on and get out of here. We're going to pick an underdog every week who we think will get up each busy this week. Who have you gone for?
I've gone cold the last couple of weeks, but I'm confident I'll get back on the winners list here. I'm taking the Dogs on the road to beat Port Adelaide. I'm just not quite sold on Port yet. They beat the teams they should beat, and they're quite good at home, so they deserve to be favourites at home, but the Dogs are going quite well, so I'm happy to be on the Dogs.
Yep, fair enough. This week, I'm not super sold on this one, but you asked for an underdog, and I thought this is a decent bet.
Yeah.
GWS are a sneaky little chance against Richmond down here. They're not at the MCG.
Is there a big sound going to the MCG?
There could be. I mean, I do think Richmond are probably more likely to bounce back.
They don't lose two in a row very often.
Not often. But GWS are a sneaky chance because Richmond are missing a lot of guys.
Yeah.
Really?
For the first time ever.
Yeah. So, sneaky little one.
Yeah, don't mind that.
What about you, George?
Going right to the bottom of the ladder this week. We were blessed to have 17-18 last week, and we've got it again this week because Collingwood jumped Hawthorn. So it's in Tassie at Launceston.
Yeah.
I will take North to beat.
They're going to break the duck.
Well, North were good for 70% of the game against Collingwood. They kicked
four
real quick goals.
The week before against Melbourne, too.
They were all right against Melbourne, so that was in Tassie as well. The only thing the Hawks have got going in their favour is that North Melbourne are belted with injuries.
Yeah.
And it's at Lonnie. If it was at Blundstone, I'd be considered.
Yeah.
I would consider tipping them.
Yeah.
And if they can't beat the Hawks, and I was at the game watching West Coast and Hawthorn last week.
Hawks are no good.
Hawks are real bad.
Yeah.
No goals in the first quarter. I just think if there's a week for North to do it, it's got to be this week. Okay. Otherwise, I'm going to battle to see them getting a win in the next.
The rest
How many
of the year.
Weeks are left?
Indeed.
It's got to be this week.
Yeah. All right. So there you go. There are our underdogs. That's the Triple M Fan Footy podcast for this week. Make sure you tune in to all the Triple M Footy action over the weekend, starting tomorrow night with the Saints Geelong game there at Marvel with Howie, Darce, Chief, Brownie, Damo and Ash. And we'll see you next week.